We have talked quite a bit on this show about Bob Filner, who is the mayor of San Diego, who has now been accused by, I think it's up to a dozen different women, of sexual harassment through the years. I told you a couple of weeks ago that he had had a press conference at which he said, you know what, I'm going to go into therapy for a couple of weeks, and he has just finished the first week of those two. He says when he comes back, he is going to resume his responsibilities as the mayor of San Diego. But there are other parts of this story that have not been told yet, mostly from the people who are accusing them. Well, Gloria Allred is representing at least two of those women and joins me now on America Weekend. Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Is it up to 12 women?
Actually, I think the number is about 14 at this point.
Wow. First, I have to ask you, before we talk about the specific women who you're representing, what do you think about that I'm going to go away for 2 weeks of therapy thing that Filner announced?
Well, now there's a question as to whether or not he actually was away for 2 weeks, because apparently it was announced by his attorneys that he came back yesterday, and that's after 1 week. But then there's some suggestion that maybe he left her earlier, and also he will not be back next week, even though he's finished his inpatient therapy, according to his attorneys. Then next week, supposedly, he's going to take some personal time and do some outpatient therapy. So who knows what's really going on? But I think what really matters is that it's time for him to resign. I mean, 14 women coming forward, most of whom didn't even know each other, making these serious allegations. We were the first ones, my client, Irene McCormick Jackson, who was his director of communications, a well-respected person in the San Diego community, I might add. She was a reporter for the major San Diego newspaper and an editor of that newspaper for 25 years. Then she became vice president of public policy for the port in San Diego, and then the mayor chose her to be his director of his communications, a part of his core team. And she alleged, of course, that we filed the lawsuit, and alleging sexual harassment. And she alleged that the mayor suggested that she should come to work without her panties on, that he'd like to see her naked, that he loved her, that he wanted to consummate the relationship with her, that he wanted to marry her, that he tried to kiss her, that he did kiss her, that he put her in two Filner, that's called Filner headlocks, dragged her around like a rag doll. Anyway, after we filed the lawsuit and she went public, then it was like a floodgates were open. Every day, it seemed, that women were coming forward with other allegations. Then this week, I did a news conference with another woman, two women, actually. One was Michelle Tyler, who was a nurse and the official caregiver for Catherine. Catherine is an injured United States Marine who served two tours of duty for our country in Iraq and Afghanistan, and she was injured while being deployed over there for more than 10 years. She was injured. She suffered post-traumatic stress and also traumatic brain injury. In fact, when she came back, she was hospitalized for 18 months and ended up, after being released from the hospital, being homeless, living in her car. Michelle rescued her from all that. Part of the reason she was homeless, in addition to her injuries, was that she couldn't get what she needed from the VA, and she was kind of caught up in a paperwork nightmare and couldn't get the appropriate rating as far as she was concerned. And anyway, so Michelle contacted Filner when he was in Congress, and he met with them along with people from the VA, and they were supposedly going to straighten that out for her, for Catherine. And then Filner said, look, if they don't take appropriate corrective action, in essence, he said, you know, get back to me, you know, and I'll try to help you. And so 2 years later, when they were still caught up in the VA paperwork nightmare and nothing substantial had been done, they contacted him again. This time he was mayor. And then they arranged to go meet him in his office, and Michelle and Catherine alleged that he listened to what the problem was again. Then he asked Catherine, the injured Marine, to step out of the room along with the VA with a vet who was trying to help with the VA. And then he was left alone with Michelle, the caregiver. Michelle alleges that while alone in the room, Filner essentially asked her out on a date and said that he would help her injured Marine, but, you know, he wanted her to go to dinner with him. Yeah. He wanted her to be seen in public with him. He was rubbing her arm and massaging it. And, you know, she saw it as kind of, you know, I'll help your Marine if you'll, you know, get involved with me. And that, we felt, was completely, totally appropriate. She kept saying, look, I'm here to focus on Catherine. I'm here to focus on the, you know, on trying to get her help. And she was trying to politely suggest that's what he should do as well. This is particularly egregious because he formerly was head of the Veterans Committee in Congress. And, I mean, Catherine has suffered enough. And if you saw the news conference, which is online, I mean, Catherine was crying. And she felt so badly that she felt that she had put Michelle in this situation because Michelle was trying to help her. Of course, I explained to her it's not her fault at all. It's Filner's fault. But this is just another disgusting incident, and really should never, ever have happened. It's yet another reason why Filner just needs to resign and put this nightmare that the people of San Diego are suffering, let them put them behind them. Let him put them and their best interests first and stop putting his own personal interests first.
Yeah, he's clearly a sleazeball. I love the fact that last week he and his attorney said, you know what, the city should pay for my defense of these lawsuits because I never completed the mandatory sexual harassment training course. Because, Gloria, as you know, by the time you get to be 70 years old, you still don't know that this sort of thing is inappropriate.
You still don't know that you don't tell your director of communications that you like her to come to work without her panties on, or that you like to see her naked. I mean, completely ridiculous. But beyond that, if, in fact, we can prove, and we think we can, we're confident that we can, that Mayor Filner sexually harassed Irene, the city is strictly liable. Whether or not they gave a sexual harassment course and training to him, the city is still strictly liable, so that's kind of not on point at all. In addition, they have voted not to pay his legal fees, which he has to spend in defense of our lawsuit. In addition, they said they're cross-complaining against him for any damages that they have to pay out to my client and any the cost of their legal fees to defend the city, because we're suing both the city and the mayor in this. Further, now, his lawyers have filed a motion for a change of venue. They don't even want this case to be tried, in other words, in San Diego County. They want to shift it to Imperial County. And we think that's wrong. We think that even though there's been enormous press coverage in San Diego County, that the sexual harassment occurred in San Diego by the mayor of San Diego, we have confidence that a fair and impartial jury can be found in the city of San Diego, and we're opposing his motion to change venue.
If you do get this in front of a jury, in addition to wanting him out of office, what do you want for your clients?
The jury can't order him out of office.
No, I know. But what can the jury do for your clients?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. We want justice for our client, and what Irene wants is what we want. And Irene wants justice for the people of San Diego. That means that he needs to resign. And she wants, you know, and she deserves justice. And we'll see what that equals, if, as, and when we get to that point. Our lawsuit says according to proof of trial. But right now our focus has to do with, you know, getting him out of office. Then also, he made a motion to quash the subpoena. The city had subpoenaed him for his deposition yesterday, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And at that deposition, which was in our lawsuit, we wanted the opportunity, would have had the opportunity to question him under oath had it gone forward. But he made a motion to quash the subpoena. So both motions are now set for September 16th. So we'll see what happens. Do I think there are more women who may be coming forward? Absolutely. I don't think the end is in sight.
Wow. It's an unbelievable story, and I don't think it's over either. And, you know, with an attorney like you as their advocate, these women certainly have a great spokeswoman, and I hope that you can force this guy out and fix the problems, and maybe he can finally learn a lesson that he should have learned in the previous 7 decades. Gloria Allred, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Paul Harris. America Weekend.